The Afghanistan Youth Orchestra performs for the Afghan community in Alexandria, Virginia. The venue is intimate, the audience small. But within days, these Afghan musicians will play in two of the most famous concert halls in the world, the Kennedy Center in Washington and Carnegie Hall in New York. Ahmad Sarmast, who founded the orchestra, says his group is ready to play on the world's biggest stages.
Our young kids getting this opportunity in the very, very first days of their career as musicians. Everyone is extremely excited and they're looking very much forward for this performance.
The group traveled from Afghanistan to the United States on a tour funded largely by the U.S. Embassy in Kabul. When the Taliban took power in 1996, it banned music entirely. But since 2010, Sarmast has kept the small National Institute of Music in Kabul running. The orchestra grew out of that school.
The entire idea behind this trip and the project from the very beginning was to show a different face of Afghanistan, to change the perception about Afghanistan.
The musicians are between the ages of 10 and 22. Most are orphans or street children. The ensemble includes girls who, under the Taliban, were not allowed to be educated after the age of 8. Nazira, a cellist, says she's excited to play in America.
This year is very good for us because we are going to perform in concerts in the U.S. We are at the music school from 8 a.m. till 3 p.m. studying.
On Monday, the orchestra was welcomed to Washington by Secretary of State John Kerry.
We're happy to welcome you here as ambassador to peace.
Now, the musicians are rehearsing for their big debut at the Kennedy Center. Then it's on to New York and Carnegie Hall before returning to Kabul and a life full of music. Brian Allen, VOA News, Washington.